Okay, we continue here in Sefer Chagai, in the second parak of Chagai. The first parak, remember, we have shifted till the second Beis HaMikdash. This is the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, where Chagai is urging the people, even though there's been a 19-year hiatus, to 18-year hiatus, when they had started to build the Beis HaMikdash, and now the permission had been taken back, and they weren't allowed to build it, but now Chagai says it's been 70 years since Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it is time to build the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, go and start building it. They were a little nervous. They didn't know, was it the right time or not? But Chagai says, yes, Hashem told me, and he tries to inspire Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel, who was the governor, so to speak, from Yehuda, and the Kohen Gadol, Yehoshua ben Yehosadak. And that's what happens in this parak. He again tries to say, you could do it, build it, and even though it's not going to be the same as the first Mikdash, it's missing those things, as we have mentioned, but it'll still be an amazing Mikdash, and you have to build it, and you have to make sure the Navi continues to learn all the halachas, because a lot of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahorah you might not remember anymore, so please do that. And he gives him even a little pop quiz about some halachas of Tumah V'Tahorah, and tells him a little bit about what's going to happen during the second Beis HaMikdash. So that is this parak. Chagai, again, pretty upbeat, pretty much chizik, getting them to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Says the Navi, Ba Shvi. So what happened on the first day of Elul? He had given them the first Nevuah, and the end of the previous parak said on the 24th day of Elul, they started listening. Ba Shvi Be'esrim Ve'echa Lachodesh. Now, on Hoshana Rabbah, on the 21st day of Tishrei, which is Hoshana Rabbah, Ha'idvar Hashem B'yad Chagai Navi Leimar, there was another Nevuah, Techagai, Emarna El Zerubbabel Ben Shaltiel Pachas Yehuda, Vel Yoshua Ben Yehotzadak HaKohen HaGadol, right, the two leaders, Zerubbabel and Yehoshua, Vel She'eris Ha'am, Leimar, tell the Am, tell all the leaders in the Am, Mi Bachem HaNishar, Asherah HaSabayis HaZeh B'chvodo HaRishon, the elders, who of you remember what the first Beis HaMikdash looked like? Umatem roim oso ata halo kamo kaim beinechem. So you might think, you see this Mikdash, and it's missing, there's no Aron, there's no Shechina, there's no Shemen HaMishcha. You see this, you think, is it worthwhile? Is it something that we should do? Does Hashem want it? Says the Chagai, yes. V'yata chazak Zerubbabel no Mashem. V'chazak Yehoshua ben Yehosadak HaKohen HaGadol, be strong. V'chazak kol ha'am ha'aretz no Mashem. Hashem says, please, do it and focus on it. V'asu ki ani itchem no Mashem tzvakos. Hashem says, I am with you, and this is what has to be done. Says the Mesudas David, mikom makom, even though it's going to be a shadow of the first, tavo lachem ha'bracha al yado, you will still have bracha through this Mikdash. V'osa atem mevakshim, please build it, right? That's the Yesod. And as the Abarbanel says here, even though it might look different on the outside, that's just the physical. But there'll be a lot of, the Shechina will be there. So she'ein ikar habayis b'gadlo v'roma muso v'oshro. It's not about the riches. Ki im b'kedushas u'shmiras ha'torah asher yiyeba. And if you do that, so then it'll be full. Ki mishberu karoi t'yerucho omedes b'sochachem romei shetashuv ha'shechina v'anevua v'shara advarim ha'kedoshim shoyech ha'seirim. If you really deserve it, then if you come back to him with all your might, so then in Echanami, maybe it will turn into the greatest Mikdash also, and it'll be a geula, as many Mefarshim explained, that it could have been, if Klai Yisrael would have come back, then it could have been, as the Malbim says, as the Abarbanel says, it could have been the final Mikdash, it just wasn't, because we weren't Zoche, most Jews did not come back, and even the Jews that were there, weren't as into it as they could have been. Es adavar shakarati etchem b'seischami Mitzrayim, V'ruchia medes b'sochachem al tiro. Don't be scared. You could do it. Just get going and start building, says Chagai. Kicho amar Hashem tzvakos pasuk vav. Hashem says, od achas ma'ati. There'll be another event. There'll be another event. What is this referring to? Rashi says, Mishatichle Malchus Paras Zua Moshalas Aleichem. There's going to be a changing of the guard in a couple of years. Odachas Takum Limshol Aleichem Latsar Lachem Min Malchus Yavan Umaat Yehi Zman Memshalta. Right, Yavan's going to come. Build the base of Mikdash, but he's giving them a forewarning that Yavan, something's going to happen. Vani Marish Es Hashemayim Vesaaretz. I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. Rashi says this is talking about the Nisim of Chanukah during the Chashmonaim. The Abarbanel says it's talking about the Gula Asida. Okay, we don't know, always know, but I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. Vesayam vesacharava. Vihir ashtias kol hagoyim. Uva'u chemdas kol hagoyim. And I'm going to shake up all of the nations and all of the precious things. The chemda of all the goyim will come. Umilesi esabayis azeh kavod amar Hashem tzvakos. This is going to be the focus. This is going to be the focus of the world. Again, you can see how the Abarbanel says this is talking about the Gula Asida. Hakesef Eliezer, famous pasuk, no Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem says, because after all the money, all the silver and gold is mine. And therefore, they're going to bring this all to the Mikdash, because that's going to be the center. The Gemara Nida, the end of Shas, uses this pasuk of Liya Kesef Eliezer, where the Gemara there talks about the balance in life of Hishtadlus and Tefillah. The Gemara says, you will never accomplish anything without both of these important ingredients. Says the Gemara, Mayas Adam Yachkam, what should a person do and get wise? Amar Lam Yarbe Yeshiva Yimai Bischora. He should sit and learn and not do too much business. Amar Haber Asu came below Ho Elohim, what many tried. Ela Yivakshu Rachamim, Mimisha Chachma Shalom. Ask Hashem also. And the Gemara says, Habaloha Lo Talya. Fine. That's in terms of Chachma. And then he says, Mayasan Vis Asher, what should a person do to become rich? So the Gemara says, Yarbe Bischora Visavite Bemuna, right? Conduct business faithfully. Amra Harbi also gave Loha Hoilu, El Yavakish Rachamim, Mimisha Osher Shalom. You have to ask for the one who's in charge of riches. Shinemar, our pasuk, Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zav, Amar Shem Tzvakos. My Kamashbel and Habalo Halo Talia. And the Gemara says that about Chachma. The Gemara says that about Osher. The Gemara says that about children. So again, this pasuk is referring to a Kadosh Baruch who really owns everything, but really everything is brought to the base of Mikdash. And then we have a pasuk that much has been written on. Godol Yeh Kavod Abayis Hazeh HaAchram and Arishon. And this great base of Mikdash, that its Kavod could be even greater than the earlier one. Kaval Bayis Hazeh HaAchron, this latter one, will be greater than the Rishon. Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Uvamakom Hazeh Etein Shalom Nam Hashem Tzvakos. I will put peace in this one. The Gemara in Baal Basra says, what makes the second bias greater? So, two opinions. The Gemara says there either that it lasted longer. First base of Mikdash was up for 410. The second one was for 420. Or it was taller. It's either Binyan or Shanim. But the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that there was a Komer that asked him, you know, how do you understand this pasuk? Doesn't Achron mean last? If an Achron means last, that means God has forsaken you and God is not interested in being with the Jewish people, because he called the second base of Mikdash the Achron. Mashma, that there won't be a further Mikdash. So how do you answer that problem and that question? So many point out, the Tosfos Yontif points out, and others point out that Achron in Vayishlach does not, proves to us that Achron doesn't mean last. Achron means the later one. There's the earlier and the later. Achron doesn't mean last, but later. That's the psukim by Rachel. That's Rachel Vilodea Acharonim, Acharonim. It says you use the lashon of Acharonim twice, and therefore that shows that the word Acharon doesn't mean last, but later. If you look in the Pardes Yosef, one of the Acharonim, a collection of Likud, in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk, V'haya Hadam La'os Al Abatim, the blood will be for an os on the houses, by the Makas Pachoros, he quotes from the Sefer Imri Noam, who quotes this Shuvas Arashpa, the Shalo Sokomer, Godli Yekavad Abayis Acharon Arishon, the Koyam Mikdasheni, Umitakari Acharon, Chas V'Shalom, the Shalo Yeh Abayis Lishi, the Heshiv, to Acharon Rakm Uchar Merishon. And what's the Raya? So you have that pasuk in Vayishlach, but then you also have here, by the signs that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu, that he should show the sign of the tzaras and sign of the dam. V'haya im lo yaminu l'kol ha'os ha'rishon, v'ha'aminu l'kol ha'os ha'acharon. V'im lo yaminu v'cholu v'cholu, so you see, acharon over there does not mean last, because there's one afterwards, it just means the later one. V'ze yesh lomar v'haya ha'dam l'os al habatim. And that's a remez to say that dam that's called the os achron in the Torah will be an os for the batim, for the batim mikdash, to help understand the pasuk in Chagai. Ratzalomar min os dam shayeshlishi achar os haacharon mizet tikhu lochem os al habatim dainu batim mikdash shows the yivne gam hashlishi. Amazing, that's the Imre Noam quoted here in the Pardes Yosef. So again, achron doesn't have to mean last, but later. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz, well, before we get to Rabbi Yaakov, the Chassam Sofer says in his commentary on Baba Basra on Daf Gimel, he asked this question also, and he says, why is it called Achron? Mashma, just find the line, says the Betosas Yad of Kosov, Tahai Achron, Kamo Achar Harishon, Kamo Leah Vilodea Acharonim, the Yosef Rachel Acharonim, Ulofiane as Daiti Oat. Bayis Harishon Haya Hashchina Vahaluchos. In the first base Hamikdash, the Iker was the Shchina and the Luchos, and the house, the Bayis, was Tafel Kiklipa Lepri. The Iker of the first base Hamikdash was the Shchina inside of it, but Bayis Sheni that was missing all these Haya Kavana Bayis Iker Akira Iker Yoser, but the bias itself was Iker. Well, if Inyan Sehu Achron, Ki Ashlishi Yibne Bibar Yemenu Yekavar Hashem Besocha Biyat the Ace of Bias Tafel. This bias will be the last one that the focus will be the physical. The third base of English will go back to like the first one, which will be focused on the spiritual, and the bias itself would be secondary. Okay, the Beis HaLevi has a third idea. The Beis HaLevi writes in Parshas Toldos, where it says, Vayetze Harishon Admoni, Esav is called Harishon, Vachrechen Yasa Achiv. So he quotes, based on a Medrash, has a beautiful idea. He said, there's a difference between Rishon and Harishon. Shebechol HaDvarim Sheba'olam, when it says Harishon, it means, that's the Iker. Vahayisod L'haba Acharav. Harishon Gamkin Godol B'malam Anasheni V'zeh Malas HaBachar B'chol Makom. But he quotes the Gemara in the first parak of Pesachim that says Rishon versus Harishon. Rishon without a hey means the first one chronologically, but lav dafka that it's the Iker one. What comes after it is Sheni Lo, like Erev Pesach is called B'yom Harishon. Yom Rishon Shal Yantav Shu Iker Baba Machavim Shneem Lo Avalecha Dechsev Harishon Behei Pirusho Amuktam. Rishon, did I say the opposite? Rishon means the Iker one. Harishon just means the earlier one. Ach B'yom Harishon Tashvises Armi Batechem. Like Esav, Vayetze Harishon Admoni. He is called Harishon, he happened to come at first, but it's not that he is the Iker. Like Erev Pesach is not going to be more Iker than Pesach itself, that's why it's called the earlier day. B'yom Harishon, T'yomo Shal Erev Yantif Harein Shaykh Lomar to Yom Rishon, V'sheni Lohu Yantif, Raku Kodem, V'yacharka V'chulu. And therefore, he says, even though something comes earlier, it doesn't mean that it is the Iker. And the Medrash gives the mashal, and he explains it. If there's a king that comes to town, before the king comes, all the servants come to clean out the street and to make sure everything is good for the king. They came earlier. You're going to say they're the Iker? Of course not. Right? They're getting it ready for the king. They're Harishon. But the king is going to come later. So to here. Dikei HaKasav, Gabi Esa, Dloksiv Rishon, Rakva Yasa Harishon, Behei, Deino Nikra Rishon, V'Yakov Sheini Lo, Rak Nikra Harishon, D'Birshon Muktam, V'Chen Ksiv Acharav, V'Acharav Yatsa Achiv. It doesn't say that. It says V'Achre Chen Yatsa Achiv, as if to separate him, and it's just to focus on the time. And then he quotes the Psukim in Chagai. It says, Kvar Chokra, my Karile Achron, who Rakim Soy, V'Acharav, Hari Gamkin Yebai Shlishi, Tosas Yativ. So he quotes the Psukim in Bracious, but he says, Nira Lomar Yoser, Devade Iker Beis HaMikdash, that's the bias HaShlishi, Sheyivne Bekarav B'Yameinu Amen, Shehu Yekayim La'olam, that's the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. But it's going to come down, Mishuchlal and Banui from Shemayim. V'abayis HaRishon V'chein HaShini V'chol Masha Hayu L'Yisrael Hayu Rak. Everything up until the Bayis Shlishi is really just Hachana L'Shlishi. V'gam HaGulas Yisrael Mimitzrayim. That's also Hachana for the Gula HaShlishi. Really, their Shlishi is going to be the Rishon. Everything else is earlier. So that's why it says here, Gadol Yehabayis HaRishon Yosef Min HaAchron. It happens to be later than the first one, but they're both Ha. They're both not Rishon. The Rishon is going to be the ultimate, the third base of Mikdash. Finally, so we have the idea of the Tosfos Yantif, based on the Pesukim in Vayishlach, Yadach Sam Sofi, the base of Levi. And one other point, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here, in his commentary on Navi, says, they already had the Nevuah of Yechezkel. Yechezkel lived earlier, right? He lived during the Chorban, right? He lived in Bavel. So they already had his Nevuah of the Bayis Shlishi. So this is the last Beis HaMikdash that they had the Nevuah about. That's what it means. Kfar haya biyada mekubal Beis HaMikdash kodem Nevuas Chagai. Haysa Nevuas Yechezkel v'chulu. And therefore, habayis hazeh ha'achron, habayis shalafaneinu shu ha'achron b'tzivui. La'afuke habayis ha'sheni l'tzivui. And he already, Yechezkel already was nitztaveh, the tzivui of Bayis Shlishi even before Bayis Sheni. They didn't use it because they didn't really fully understand it, as we discussed back in Yechezkel. But V'yitachein, and Rabbi Yaakov writes there, that if everybody would have gone back to Eretz Yisrael and fulfilled and had this right, proper perspective, then maybe we would have been Zocha to fulfill the Nevuah of Yechezkel then. And we have had it, as we mentioned earlier. But it was not meant to be. But Hashem still had to take us out to make sure that we wouldn't totally lose and become totally assimilated in Bava. Like Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas bow that we had to come back, because Hashem had to save us. Hashem, again, could have turned it into the real Geula if we weren't Zocha. But Hashem had to bring us out. And then he has an unbelievable line. He says, maybe that was also in Mitzrayim. We know we had to get out. Another second, we wouldn't have been able to survive. But the earlier, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, Nelchanadarach Shloshes Yamin Bamidbar, V'nizbachal Hashem Elokeinu, maybe that was Emes. Maybe if Paro would have let us out, we would have gotten enough chizik for those 3 days, we would have been able to come back to Mitzrayim and survive. But he didn't let us out. Because he didn't let us out, we continued going down the Ruchani ladder until he had to take us out at the last second and take us out forever. But again, says Rabbi Yaakov, think about what the Jews were, the average Jew in Bavel at that time. There was no brachas yet, there was no tefillah yet, there was no all these gzeres, there was no muksa yet. What made a person a Jew? He benched? That's all he did? So there was so much that there was such a dangerous situation that they had to get back, even if they didn't get back for the Beis HaMikdash, they had to get back for the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. They had to get back for the Sanhedrin in order to be able to function and save Klal Yisrael and protect them for the long galus ahead. But that all is about this pasuk in Chagai, Beis Tes, about Bayis Hazah Achram and Arishon. We continue. Besom Arba Lachis, now on the 24th day of the 9th month, right? That's the day before Hanukkah. That didn't happen yet. Bishdash Tayin Ladayav is the 24th day of Kislev. Hayadavar Hashem L'Chagai Anavi Leymar. Kohamar Hashem Tzvakos. Sha'al Noaz HaKohanim Torah Leymar. Go ask the Kohanim Torah. Give him a little test. Quiz in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara and tell them they have to prepare. We're building the Beis HaMikdash, they have to know. Interesting. Ask them Torah. Does Torah just mean a part of Torah? The Rambam, we don't have time to read it, but the Rambam has a lengthy introduction to Seder Taros in Pirush Mishnayos. And he quotes this pasuk and says, look, laws of Tumah V'Tahara are called Torah. And the Rambam says, Umadu alo, v'hein asulam l'ruach ha-kodesh, k'mo sha'amru Tara mevi'il idei kedusha, according to the Gemara Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf, which the Mesulas Yesharim is based on. But the Rambam says the importance of learning the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, and he quotes, Shadavar, even what Chagai asked them was difficult. Not everybody knew this, but you have to know that this is Torah. Hare HaTorah spistam udiyin b'tumah v'tara v'yediyas mishpatayin. V'kach amru tumas v'taros hein hein gufei Torah. And he says, shelo yal al daitecha. This is a key Rambam. Shadibur binyanim eila kamo adibur b'sukkah o belulav o b'shuas hashomer m'shuas hadayanim. You think you're going to learn this like you learned Sukkah, Lulav, and Shuas HaShomrim. V'tabit Allah b'in rishon, v'tzadameshek far ha'sakta mashu. You're going to learn it and you're like, okay, I got it. No, it's the Rambam, it's hard. V'gam shlo yei kal b'necha, matasik min ha'toelios kasher tasigam. V'tachshov b'hem, shem kamo mashakadam b'pirushenu l'sidar makodman. This is different. Lo husak shum klal mehem, el la'achar sheyagati bo, yigia gedola. I didn't get anywhere until I pushed myself very, very hard to understand them. And the Rambam says, this is what you have to do. Lo yeda be'emes erech to'ela shebo ela mishekfar yaga yamim v'nodad sheina lelos. Bahalacha, may osam halacha shebetzkila shabbos u'psachim o'chagiga u'zachim v'chulin v'domein. The Rambam says you have to push it. It's not simple like other areas of halacha, and therefore, that's also why Chagai asked them now, do you know these halachas? So he asked them, do you know this Torah? Rashi says maybe they forgot it, and something that we have to know. The Meshech Chachma has a suggestion in Parshas Baloscha that Chagai was Megala to them, the Efer Paraduma. So that's why they couldn't follow these halachas till now. But what does he ask them? Again, unclear exactly what he's asking them, but he says, Henisa ish Psar Kodesh, but not big though. If somebody has a Psar Kodesh, does that mean Karban? According to most Rishonim, it means Kodesh just means separated. Mitzvot David says, Davar Muvdal. So it means something that's Tameh. Biknaf bigdo, v'naga biknafo el alechem, and then the piece of meat touched the beged, and then the beged touched el alechem, the bread, other food, v'la nazid, v'la yayin, v'la shemen, v'la komachal, hayikdash. Does the original tumah transfer, or does the original kedusha? Let's go with the pashup shot. Does the original kedusha transfer through all these steps? V'yan v'akone v'yomru lo? No, it does not transfer. Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel and Pesachim daf yudzayin. Did they give the correct answer or not? Did they give the correct answer? And Chagai is like, good, okay, now go build the Beis HaMikdash. Or did he give the wrong answer? And Chagai says, you better learn these before you, as you build. Vayomer Chagai, what about the opposite case? Im yigat tamei nefesh b'chol eila hayitma, v'yanakon v'yomer yitma. But if somebody is tamei nefesh, of a dead body, again, different pshat than what exactly the question was, a dead body, somebody was tamei meis touch, and the kohanim say, yeah, it transfers. The Mefarshim, the Malbim, Rav Nevinzal in Vayikra, notes that the mushal of these this question is that it seems to easier to transfer Tumah than it is to transfer Kedusha. Tumah, you go very close to it quickly, and it already comes to you. It rubs off. Kedusha, you have to search, you have to push, and you have to grab. You have to work much harder. It's not as natural. The Malbim writes, Reb Nevenzal writes, Vayan chagava yomer kena amazeh, so too this am. It's the mashal for the sam. They're more drawn to tuma. V'chein agoy hazeh lefaneinu Hashem. V'chein kol ma'asi yedeihem. V'ashe yekrivu sham tamehu. Right? It's going to be tameh, says Rashi. Unless you learn the halachas. Right? Unless you learn the halachas. Or if you know the halachas, you have to build the Beis HaMikdash. You have to make it l'maisa. Either Chagai is giving them a pep talk about learning the halachas and building. V'atasimun alavavchem. And now he returns to what he discussed at the beginning of the previous parak. Look around what's been. Don't you see Hashem has been talking to you through the produce? You see what's been going on before you started building. You were supposed to have 20 units of grain and you only had 10. You wanted 50 of wine and you only have 20. You have all of these plagues. But don't you realize? Again, Pasuk Tesvav has it. Pasuk Yudches has it twice. Simo lo levavchem. Start thinking. Says the Malbim, focus, be mashkiach, the binyan beis hamikdash. Menayom azev amalam, yom esrim arba alachi, on this day, the 24th day of Kislev. The menayom asher yusan echal Hashem, simul avavchem, focus on what you're doing. Haor azera ben megurav, aragefen vatena, are there more fruit? Right, more fruit, go build the beis hamikdash, you'll see the bracha. And Chagai ends, v'yidvar Hashem sheinis al Chagai, again on that same day, Hashem came to Chagai, be'esrim v'arba lachodesh, on the 24th day of Kislev, emar al Zerubbabel, pachas Yehuda lemar, say to Zerubbabel, ani marish esrayim v'saris, I'm going to shake up the heavens and earth, v'afachti kisei mamlochus, v'shmadati chozek mamlochas agayim. According to most, this is a continuation of the bracha. I'm going to get rid of paras, Yavon is going to come. The Malbim says, it's a reference to the Gula Ha'asida, right, Gogu Magog. The Abarbanel says maybe it's referring to that it's not going to be a total geula, but Hashem knows, and maybe that's why the Abarbanel says Zerubbabel eventually goes back to Bavel after leaving the Mikdash. But either way, he says that always look ahead. Zerubbabel, I'm going to take you, but you're going to be a leader. You're going to be the signet. The pashtus is that this is all positive, that this is all a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Zerubbabel, you're going to come back. The Rambam uses this pasuk in Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says that in that same beautiful halacha where he says how close Baal Tshuva is. The Rambam says, Tshuva mekareves es arachokim. Emesh hayazes sanui lefnecha hamakom. A person's hated in front of Hashem. Meshukat, meruchak, toeva, disgusting, far away. Vayomu ahu venechmat karov yedid. And Hashem says, Hashem uses the same words when he's marchit chotim and he's mekarev Baalei Tshuva. By Yechaniah, he quotes a pasuk that Hashem says, by Yechaniah, write this person off and his children aren't going to succeed. V'chulu, but right when they do Tshuva, kivin sheshava galuso nomar bezrubavel, our pasuk, the Zerubbabel, the son of Yechaniah, here, but quoting the pasuk, Norab is Zerubbabel b'no b'yom ahu nu mashem svakosek achacha Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel avdi nu mashem v'samticha kachosam. So the Rambam quotes this in Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, the power of Tshuva and the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing Am Yisrael back. So again, this is Chagai giving the pep talk to Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, again, one of the last couple of Nevi'im. Chagai is a Chayim Malachi. Okay, we'll stop here.